I did mention Foster and Alan a few moments ago. Now, if you behave yourselves and eat up your vegetables, we might have Foster and Alan before the end of the programme. That was also a hit for the Queen of Country, Philomena Begley, was it not? Or was it not? Maybe I'm confused. So what's new? I hear you cry. Now, it's time for a female again. And this time it's the lovely Anne Breen. But let me tell you a little story. One of the joys in my life is to, in the evening time, at least once a week, go to a local hotel and entertain tourists. I've told you about that before. Tourists from the US, the UK, from Germany, from all over the world, who come to see our lovely town of Bray. And last week I carried out a little experiment because halfway through my show I stopped and I said, just name me one Irish song. And this was the song that was the most popular and the most well-known of all Irish songs among my audience. Here's the lovely Anne Breen.
Alive, alive, oh, alive.
Hasn't she got a lovely clear voice, Anne Breen there with her lovely accent and telling us the sad story of Molly Malone? I think I played a version of this next track on the very first Sounds Irish, way back in, well, it was a long time ago. It wasn't this version, though. I think it may have been the Paddy Riley version, or even, and probably was, the Brendan O'Dowda version. I'm speaking of the Percy French song, Come Back, Paddy Riley to Bally James Duff. Now, I've told you the story before. Oh, so you're one of our new listeners, so you haven't heard the story of how Percy French, who was a prolific songwriter, he was born in 1854 and died in 1920. I know that because I've just Googled it. The things you can do today. Anyway, Percy French, who was from County Cavan, he was asked by the local council to write a song. Well, that's what he did in his spare time. Because his day job, he was a drains inspector. How exciting. But no wonder he wrote songs. However, they made a specification that you must write this song about County Cavan. No problem. And so he started putting words together that rhymed. Navan, Cavan, Havan, all that sort of thing. Oh, no, not as easy as that. Now, come on, young Percy. You've got to write a song with the title Bally James Duff in it. Okay, there you are. Bally James Duff. That wasn't easy. But then Percy, being Percy, said, oh, yes, dead easy. Everybody in Cavan, well, not everybody, but a lot of people in Cavan are called Riley. It's a prominent name in the county. So he sits down and he wrote this song. Here's Derek McCormack and Barleycorn to tell you the rest.
The Garden of Eden has vanished, they say, but I know the lie of it still. Just turn to the left at the Bridge of Finney and stop when halfway to Coot Hill. 'Tis there you will find it, I know sure enough, when fortune has come to my call. For the grass it is green around Bally James Duff, and the blue sky is over it all. And tones that are tender and tones that are gruff are whispering over the sea. Come back, Paddy Riley, to Bally James Duff. Come home, Paddy Riley. I first saw the light, I looked down the street on that very first morn and gave a great crow of delight. Now most newborn babies appear in a huff and start with a song. And that's why I smiled on them all. The baby's a man now, he's toil-worn and tough, still whispers come over the sea. Come back, Paddy Riley, to home, Paddy Riley, to me.
Some of the sweetest sounds in nature are made by birds, and some of the sweetest sounds in human music are made by acoustic instruments. And it's these sounds Chip Colcord will bring you every Sunday at 21 hours UTC in a program he calls Out of the Woods. If you're not impressed with the sound of heavily amplified guitars, synthesizers, sample instruments, then Out of the Woods is the program for you. Acoustic music is thriving in this technological age, and Chip Colcord will bring us the very best. If your musical taste stretches to folk, bluegrass, country, or in fact any kind of acoustic music, then Out of the Woods is the very program for you. Out of the Woods, Sunday, 21 hours UTC, and also available from our program gallery.
From Pacifica, this is Democracy Now!
This tragedy prompts reflection and debate, as it should. Let's make sure it's worthy of those we have lost.
Democracy Now! Heard Monday to Thursday at 21 hours UTC and on Friday at 22 hours UTC on the Global Voice.
Come in, make yourself at home. Looking for soul food? I know it's pretty crowded, but there's a table at the back there. Go on through and enjoy yourself. What's my name? Why, it's DJ Soul, and you've come to the best place for soul food on any radio station. When are we open? Why, every Wednesday at 13 hours UTC on the Global Voice. You want to repeat as well? Hey, we can do that every Monday at 05 hours UTC. That's the best in soul. Soul food here on the Global Voice. Hey, not only that, we've got carry out. Anytime you want to hear the show, go to our program gallery. That's soul food on the Global Voice every Wednesday at 13 hours UTC, repeated the following Monday at 05 hours UTC on the Global Voice.
Thank you.
Now, may I crave your pardon for a minute? Anyway, because I'll tell you why. I bent the rules just a little bit there, my good friends. That was Jimmy Shand and his band. Remember, I think we played a quick number from them on last week's programme. Now, Jimmy Shand was a very, very famous band in Scotland, right? Cayley band and old-time waltz band, all that sort of thing. But he sold a tremendous amount of albums in years gone by. Now, there he played, well, a little bit of a medley, okay, of Scottish and Irish tunes. And he called it a Gaelic medley. So can I get away with it by that? Well, it is Irish connected, is it not? This is definitely Irish connected because a couple of weeks ago, in fact, a few times on the programme, I've played Dolores Keane's version of My Own Dear Galway Bay, singing the praises of Galway Bay. No, it's not the Galway Bay that you know of. It may be someday I'll go back. No, it's not. It's Don Stiff. And he's telling us all about My Own Dear Galway Bay.
Tis far away I am today from scenes I've roamed about. And long ago the hour I know I first saw it night. And time nor tide nor waters white weaned my heart away. Forever true it flies to you, my own dear Galway Bay. Oh, grim bleak by shore and creek, the rugged rocks abound. And sweet and green the grass between, grows on Irish ground. And a friendship found, and a world beyond, a love that lives always. Bless every home beside your foam, my own dear Galway Bay. Had I youth blood and a hopeful mood and a heart of fire once more, and for all the gold the world might hold, I'd never leave your shore. I'd be content with whatever God sent and with rivers old and gray. Your churchyard stones beside you, Galway and his father's pride so gay. With scenes like these I live at ease around you all the day. Oh, the blessings of a poor old man be with you night and day. And the blessings of a lonely man whose heart was, and it's all of heaven I'll ask of God, and upon my dying day is my soul the sore forevermore above you, Galway Bay.
Thank God bless. I hope you enjoyed the show. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thanks, Vincent.
Friends, just a couple of remarks about that last particular track. It was my first experience of hearing Don Stiff singing. The track was sent to me by a friend of mine recently, and she said, I want you to hear this guy. It's beautiful. And his way of singing this particular song. Also, the recording left a lot to be desired because it was taken from a live performance. So I hope you'll bear with me on that one. But didn't he do a wonderful job? And that was the song in its entirety. I don't think Dolores Keane sings the whole version of it, but that was Don Stiff and My Own Dear Galway Bay. Friends, this next track is, once again, a rather long track. It tells the story of McAlpine's Fusiliers. Now, Irishmen throughout the UK for years and years have been known to take part in the building trade. They build everything, and people left Ireland to go to Liverpool, Manchester, London to work on the building. And they were known as McAlpine's Fusiliers because McAlpine was one of the biggest builders in the UK. I think my own father worked for them at one stage. This guy's name is Tom Byrne, the Tom Byrne Band anyway, and he hails from Dublin, but he now lives in Philadelphia, and he tells us the story of McAlpine's Fusiliers and the experiences that these Irish men had working in the UK.
It was in the year of 39 and the sky was full of lead. And Hitler was heading for Poland and Paddy for Holyhead. So come all you pincher laddies and you long distance men. Don't you ever work for McAlpine, for Wimpy or John Lang. For you'll stand behind a mixer until your skin is turned to tan. And they'll say good on you, Paddy, with your boat fare in your hand. Oh, the crack was good and crinkled wood, and they wouldn't leave the crown. The glass is flying and Biddy's crying, because Paddy was going to town. Oh, mother dear, I'm over here and I'm never going back. What keeps me here is the rake of beer, the ladies and the crack. I come from the County Kerry, the land of eggs and bacon. And if you think I'll eat your fish and chips, I'll be Jesus, you're mistaken. As down the glen came McAlpine and them, with their shovels hung behind them. 'Twas in the pub, well, they drank their sub, or under in the spike, you will find them. They sweated blood and they washed down mud with pints and quarts of beer. And now we're on the road again with McAlpine's Fusiliers. I stripped to the skin with Darky Flynn under in the Isle of Grain. With horse face too, sure I learned the rule, no money if you stop for rain. McAlpine's God, there's a well-fed hog, with your shoulders cut to bits and seared. And woe to he went to look for tea with McAlpine's Fusiliers. Fell into a concrete stairs. What Horseface said when he saw him dead, well, it wasn't what the rich call prayers. I'm a navvy short was the one retort that crept unto my ears. Oh, when the going gets rough, sure you must be tough with McAlpine's Fusiliers. Well, I worked till the sweat near had me bet with Russian, Czech and Pole. On shuddering jams up in the hydro dam or underneath the Thames in a hole. I grafted hard and I got me cards and many a ganger's fist across me ear. Well, if you pride your life, well, don't join by Christ
with McAlpine's Fusiliers. Shovels hung behind them. 'Twas in the pub where they drank their sub, or under in the sty you will find them. They sweated blood and they washed down mud with pints and quarts of beer. And now we're on the road again with McAlpine's Fusiliers. And now we're on the road again with McAlpine's Fusiliers.
From an album called Celtic Folk, Tom Byrne Band and McAlpine's Fusiliers. And we'll be hearing more from said Mr. Byrne on future Sounds Irish programme. Makes a lovely sound, doesn't it? And if my good dad was alive, he would have loved that. Promised you that if you behaved yourselves, we would have Foster and Alan. And we are having just that. The duo. And they're going to tell us all about Katie Daly. Now, come on, we've heard about Katie before, how she was born in Tipperary and she was well known for making potsheen, Mountain Dew, White Lightning, call it what you will.
Come down the mountain, Katie Daly. Come down from the mountain, Katie Dew. Can't you hear us calling, Katie Daly? We want to drink your Irish Mountain Dew. But our old man Katie came from Tipperary in the pioneering year of 42. Her old man, he was shot in Tombstone City for the making of his Irish Mountain Dew. Come down the mountain, Katie Daly. Come down from the mountain, Katie Dew. Can't you hear us calling, Katie Daly? We want to drink your Irish Mountain Dew. Wake up and pay attention, Katie Daly. I am the judge that's going to sentence you. And all the boys in court have drank your whiskey. And to tell the truth, dear Katie, drank some too. Come down the mountain, Katie Daly. Come down from the mountain, Katie Dew. Can't you hear us calling, Katie Daly? We want to drink your Irish Mountain Dew. So off to jail they took poor Katie Daly, but very soon the gates they opened wide. An angel came for poor old Katie Daly and took her far across the great divide. Come down the mountain, Katie Daly. Come down from the mountain, Katie Dew. Can't you hear us calling, Katie Daly? We want to drink your Irish Mountain Dew.
Well, at the golden gates there stood poor Katie. St. Peter said, good brewers, they are few. So step inside the golden gates now, Katie, and start to brew your heavenly Mountain Dew.
Come down the mountain, Katie Daly. Come down from the mountain, Katie Dew. She'll never more be coming down the mountain, and we never more will drink her Mountain Dew.
Am I meant to follow that with a yee-ha? Well, I've just done a very feeble one there. And that was Foster and Allen. They were Foster and Allen. And come down the mountain, Katie Daly. Well, friends, it's been a rather mixed programme this week. Would you not agree? Now, here, before you put your pen away, please write down the email address and all the contact details. First of all, it's joebollard2. This is the email address. JoeBollard, and a figure 2 at aircom, and be careful, aircom.net, and put the words Sounds Irish in the subject line. Once again during the week, I received an email from one of my Irish listeners who says, Joe, why do you keep having to spell aircom? Well, my reason for doing that is that there are many people outside of Ireland who don't realise that we spell aircom, which is one of our phone companies, aircom, which spelled beginning with an E. Many people write A-I-R-C and it doesn't work and you don't get it. So that's, and I'm not going to explain that to anyone anymore. Now, don't forget, you can also join me on Facebook if you wish, and also on Twitter. My tweet handle is Joe Blogs in Bray, JoeBloggsInBray, Joe Blogs in Bray. Bray is the lovely town in which I live. Friends, I hope you've enjoyed the programme. I've had a great time putting it together, as I always do with Sounds Irish. This is Joe Ballard saying, take good care of yourselves and of one another. May good God bless you and yours and me and mine. And until we're together again next week, two little things before I go. First of all, if you say a little prayer for me before you close your eyes tonight, I'll do the same for you, for every one of my listeners, because I need all the prayers I can get. And also, a little poem. There are tall ships, there are small ships, all ships that sail the sea. But the best ships are the friendships between my listeners and me. May good God bless you. Travel safely. Sláinte. Bye.